The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. We get all up in the air when some minority race is discriminated against, and well, we should. We get very angry when any hint of prejudice surfaces against women, while much of that is even unfounded. We now are hearing a constant outcry that homosexuals should have equal rights, which really means accepting their lifestyle as being right, which is both biblically and constitutionally wrong. But there is virtually no outcry against the greatest discrimination occurring in our nation today. There is almost no voice being raised against the greatest lie that is being spread in America at this hour. The indoctrination has been so widespread by the educational elite in Washington and in state bureaucracies, as well as in the national media, that we've believed it with hardly a thought. What discrimination do I speak of? What group of Americans has been so lied about? It is the Pilgrims and Puritans of the 1600s. But thank God, Dr. Billy Graham has been one of those who knows the truth, and he's written an article in Decision Magazine, November 2002, which helps us to set the record straight about the great people who pioneered this nation. I continue to quote from his article. Dr. Graham declares, "Fifthly, the Pilgrims were evangelists who set us an example in sharing their spiritual and material blessings with us. In the Mayflower Compact, the Pilgrims committed themselves to the advancement of the Christian faith. The Pilgrims at Plymouth were followed by the Puritans at Massachusetts Bay. Together they built churches and schools. In 1636, Harvard College was founded to train men for the ministry. By 1663, the first Bible was printed, the Algonquin Bible, for the Native Americans in their own tongue. These settlers came to the New World not only to find freedom for themselves, but also to tell others of their faith. Sixth, the Pilgrims were people of vision and hope. For where there is no vision, the people perish, says the Bible. The Pilgrims dreamed great dreams. They dreamed of a haven for themselves and for their children. They dreamed of religious freedom. They dreamed of a world where God would rule the hearts of men. They lived and died with these hopes. The Pilgrims' strength of spirit was forged by a personal faith in Christ, by tough discipline, and by regular habits of devotion. Today it seems that many of us have neither vision nor hope. But if we so chose, we too could become like the Pilgrims. We could regain hope. We could recover the spiritual and the moral strength that we've lost. But we would have to be willing to take up the same cross of Christ that they bore," he says. "We would have to put our faith in the same Christ that they did. We would have to make the same kind of lifetime commitments that they made. We would have to discipline ourselves as they did." Then Dr. Graham adds, "And like the Pilgrims, we need to dream great dreams, embrace great principles, renew our hope, and above all, believe in the Christ who alone can give total meaning and an ultimate goal to our lives. For in Him we live and move and have our being," Dr. Graham says. End quote. Thank you, Dr. Billy Graham, for helping us know the truth about the Pilgrims and Puritans who founded the greatest nation in the history of the world. Will you commit to learning their true story and teaching it to your children? Think about it. Because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. We'd love to teach our Christian history seminar in your church, school, or group of families. We'd love to share with you in a revival meeting that God might really work revival and reformation. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.